Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Okay, here we go. But before I get going, I would like to remind everyone that if they would like a copy of this teaching or any of our teachings, all you have to do is email me at charliegulf1, that's all one word, charliegulf1@outlook.com. and request the teaching or any of the teachings that you want, and I will send it out, you ready for this? For free. That's right, I said for free. Amen? Okay, business completed, so let us open up our spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to open us up to more of this second warning from Colossians, which is, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and, now both, philosophy and vain deceit. So this week I would like to take a closer look at Colossians 2, 8 through 10, which is where these verses that give us that second warning. Now Paul writes to the church at Colossae, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit and the traditions of men after the rudiments of this world and not after Christ. Now, I like these next verses. They're powerful. For in him, that would be in Christ, dwells all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and all powers. Wow. Colossians 2, 8 through 10. Now, in these three verses are four truths that sum up the deception of the nominal church today. But it also gives hope for resurrection. Now, when I speak of the nominal church, I'm speaking of the denominational churches, the mainliners, as they are called, the Baptists and their 10 or so others associated with them, the Methodists, the Anglicans, the Catholics, the Episcopals, the Presbyterians. Well, you got the picture. But most of all, you know, I hate to be totally inclusive when it comes to matters like this, though, with the Lord, because, you know, God can move and stir hearts in the middle of a funeral. But for the most part, these denominations and the rest that I did not mention, like the Lutherans and even the cults and the sects out there, do not believe in the gospel message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Nor do most of these denominations believe in the working and power of the Holy Spirit in our days for signs and wonders and miracles. Even a miracle as basic as a touch of God's Spirit on our heart and in our lives to lift us out of depression and the mowy grubs of our living. Wow. And these denominations are basically antichrist. Not in the meaning of what we read and have been taught from Daniel and Revelation and who this man of perdition will be, but in the sense and meaning of another Christ. Now, the word anti in the Bible does not mean against, as we think in our 2023 thinking, but it means another. In John 2:18, John writes, little children, yes, it is the last time, and as we have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that this is the last time. John 2:18. Wow. John was saying it was the last time or the last days in his days. But the word Antichrist here does not mean against. Oh no, it means another, or an opponent, or a replacement of Christ. John states, even now are there many antichrists. Wow. This holds true in 1 John 2 and 22, 1 John 4 and 3, and 2 John 3 and 7. Now, the concept of the Antichrist as taught by the end-time teachers, where he will rule over some parts of the world during, you know, the tribulation and the last days, is, you know, all of that stuff does not appear, believe it or not, in the King James Version of the Bible. Now, I hope you all got that, my friend, and if you got that, I hope you throw away all of those dumb books about the Antichrist and all that stuff is going to happen there in the future. Amen? Okay, so now let's get into those four truths. Okay, so the first of those four truths, the deception and what makes these denominations antichrist or a replacement for Christ. We start off in verse 8, which starts off, "Beware lest any man spoil you or to lead you away as booty through philosophy or Jewish stories and parables and fables and all that, through vain or empty words, void of truth, deceit, delusions, deceitfulness, and other, and, you know, after the traditions or the ordinance of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." In other words, Christ has been replaced by ordinance and traditions of men, which spoiled the people because they were not taught the truth. And now they believe in vain deceit and philosophy. My friend, there is nothing new under the sun. This was going on in Paul's days in the church of Colossae, and this is what's going on in these denominational churches in our time, for the most part. Christ has been replaced. The teachings of Christ has been replaced with traditions of men and philosophies. There is no spirit of God. They were all routine. There's no spirit of life, only ritual and form over function. Now, I must be fair. Not all of the churches in these denominations are like this, what I am describing, but I would say at least 8 out of 10 are. But now the good news, verses 9 and 10, verses 9 and 10, contain the hope for restoration and salvation. "For in him dwells all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Wow! In him dwells all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In other words, in Christ exists all of the power and authority of God, Jesus himself and the Holy Spirit. And if Christ is in us, then we are complete. We are complete. We're leveled up. The influence, we're satisfied. And we can go ahead and now execute. And I like this. We are finished like the work Christ did on the cross. Like Paul, I say, beware, my friends. Take heed, my friends, lest you be spoiled or deceived by the denominational church agenda and religious purposes that they sponsor. Now, I do not mean this merely in a legalistic sense of the word. Oh, no. I mean this in an experiential way. Do we want to be a whole person? Well, if we do, well, we will have to find that only in Christ. We can be complete only in him. Let me say that again. We can be complete only in him. This is not philosophy, and it is certainly not vain deceit. No, it's not. Nor is it a matter of our feeling good about ourselves. It is a matter of us being delivered from ourselves, so focused on Christ and upon his glory that we experience redemption and healing and wholesomeness. We feel good about him. And we leave our spirit alone in his hands. Redemption is a restoration back to an original condition and ownership. Man's original condition is to be made complete in God. To let God be God. This is only possible if Jesus is our personal Lord. It is not possible through philosophy or vain deceit. It is not possible by following religious traditions of men. You know, it is so easy to get excited about a certain line of teaching, a Christian philosophy, or something that seems to provide us with an answer. And it is easy to be carried off by it into some movement. But Christ, the Christianity is not, repeat, not a movement. It is Christ in us. In the end, we must be found in Christ or we will be lost. And Paul is admonishing us to hold fast to him and to beware. Next week we will get into the third warning. The third warning, let no man judge you according to the law. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Hoping that you have a tremendous week and the Lord will go with you. And this teaching is opening up your eyes and your spirit to the truth so that you can be found in him. Amen. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.